that, I suppose, the other way around. Winning your home games, drawing your away games, averaging 2 points a game is promotion form. That's what you're going to be, will be required to be at the top of the league, and probably more than that. So to do it, like I say, two tough games is pleasing. There's no easy games, that's the thing, and you've got to turn up every single day, every single week, and put in performances. We've not, like I say, quite reached those heights today, but we've got a clean sheet, which hopefully will be another boost for another shot in the arm. We defended, like I say, in the main quite well. We just weren't as sort of sharp and as lively as I'd like us to be going forward. And there's, like I say, probably a little bit of lads, young lads especially, lacking a little bit of belief and probably scared to make a mistake, whereas they're encouraged to go and express themselves, especially at the top end of the pitch. So hopefully, like I say, that'll be another confidence boost, and we can take that into a really tough game at the weekend.
We've talked a few times this season about a learning experience and finding your feet, everybody finding your feet at this level. Is that ongoing? Does that happen all the way through the season? You don't suddenly go, we've made it, we're here, we've sorted it.
It always does, because you get asked so many questions in this league. You come up against different systems week in, week out, different styles of play week in, week out, different opposition, different players. So you constantly, like I say, constantly ask questions. And if you don't learn, then you won't get anywhere, you won't survive, you won't move forward. We've got to make sure we keep doing that. Like I say, we've some young players in the squad who are playing at this level for the first time. A big learning experience for them, and if they're gonna play higher and move on, they've got to make sure they take things on board. And we've some, like I say, some experienced lads that hopefully we can add to, that can help them along and manage the game from on the pitch rather than us telling them when we get opportunities to, whether it be at half time or trying to get messages on. So it's a big learning experience for everyone. Like I say, I'm seeing improvements. Still a long, long way to go for us, though.
Might be a silly question, but are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. I always have. I wouldn't do it if I didn't. There's no better job for me. I've always, after finishing playing football, I've always wanted to stay in, and that won't change. This is great for me because it's different than it has been for the past 6 or 7 years. And like I say, from my perspective as a manager, you're challenged every week and you're having to make more decisions. And can you tweak your system a little bit? Can you work with the players on a daily basis so that they can take out the messages you're carrying or carry messages onto the pitch that you're trying to get into them all week? So it's great. It's more stressful, but it's more stressful because we have demands of each other. And regardless of what everyone else thinks, we put pressure on ourselves within our dressing room to improve and be better all the time. But once the enjoyment goes, I think, you know, then it's time to call it a day. But that, for me, is a long, long way from happening.
And lastly, is the only way to reduce that stress level to win a few more games?
I don't know if stress level's ever reduced, to be honest. Even it, you look at Saturday, 2-0, cracked it. Once it gets to 2-1, the stress levels are always tweaked back up again. So I don't think it'll ever change. It's part and parcel. As a football manager, you know what you get into, and that's not going to change. Because, again, regardless, winning games, whether you're at the top of the league, the bottom of the league, middle of the table, you'll always want to win every game. You'll always put pressure on yourself to, like I say, to be better at whatever level you play at. So we all have, like I say, we all have aspirations wherever you are in the table. Certainly easier being at the top than it is at the bottom, as most, well, all managers will tell you. But it's a learning curve, and it's, I suppose, day on day learning things about yourself, adapting how you manage players, adapting how you deal with individuals, adapting with situations that, again, people from the outside wouldn't have an idea what's going on. But it's part of it, and it's, like I say, it's a really enjoyable experience. Especially as we've come a long way with the club and we've sort of gone from where we were to where we are now, and we keep evolving, keep moving forward, and like I say, hopefully improve day on day.